This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market, fairwaymarket.com. HeritageRadioNetwork.org.
Health.
When Pat Crowley began research on the culture of insect eatery, he soon found that nearly every article ended concluding that we, the Americans, were not ready for it. Despite the unbelievable nutritional advantages, the benefits for the environment, and the fact that 80% of the world eats insects, researchers everywhere were giving up based on the premise that Americans were just too grossed out. Pat took this as a challenge.
There's only one way to find out. You can't just say they aren't. You got to give them a chance here.
From his unsuccessful initial attempts at catching the insects himself to his acclaimed cricket energy bar business today, Chapul, Pat has become a pioneer of the insect revolution. He hopes that his Chapul bars will be for insects what the California roll was to sushi, the gateway drug. He explains that insect eating is no new thing on this continent, and he aims to bring it back.
Food fads come and go, but if you look at the length of human history, we've been eating insects a lot longer than we haven't been in the United States and Western Europe. So the fad is not eating insects, and we're just trying to bring that fad out the door here.
Eating crickets are not only a viable solution to the water scarcity crisis, but are insanely nutritious. Chapul Bar boasts on their website an unbelievable 60% protein content, doubling beef, while containing only 2% fat, as much vitamin B12 as salmon, and 15% more iron than spinach. Pat knew that they were onto something, but needed to figure out how to expose it.
When we sent it out for laboratory analysis, we were just amazed at the level of nutrition. It's over 60% protein,
wow.
No sugar, so this was... And we knew we had our hands on this superfood, and it was just a matter of getting it out there.
In order to lessen the ick factor, Pack took after the Aztecs and ground dehydrated crickets into a powder. He then combines this powder with ingredients inspired by insect-eating areas of the world, including Thailand, the Chaco tribe of the Southwest, and the Aztecs, to produce a coconut ginger lime Thai bar, a peanut butter and chocolate American bar, and a dark chocolate, coffee and cayenne chili Aztec-inspired bar. Finding organic, non-GMO feed for the crickets was a non-issue.
You can't really put pesticides in feed for insects.
Katie Kiefer ekes out the challenges of selling America on eating and enjoying what has so far only been thought of as a pest. To hear the whole story and find out more about Pat's journey, including the delicate bacon-like taste of larvae, the incredible nutritional benefits of crickets, and the peculiar hurdles an insect pioneer faces, tune in to Katie Kiefer's fascinating story on What Doesn't Kill You, which airs live every Monday right here on Heritage Radio Network from 12 to 12:30. To find out more information on the Chapul Cricket Protein Bar and where to find it, visit www.chapul.com. I'm Eliza Lair for heritageradionetwork.org.
Heritage Radio Network is a member-supported nonprofit organization broadcasting over 30 live shows a week. To learn more and donate, visit our website or connect with us on iTunes, Stitcher, Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, and Instagram for more. Thanks for listening.